Artists are scattered around the downtown, putting their touches in alleyways on the sides of brick buildings. We'll make that nearly all of the artists. You can find Rockford pop artist Lisa Frost painting under the Jefferson Street Bridge. I found her taking a quick break.
Under the bridge here, there's 42 columns, and they essentially hold the upper bridge up. But what has happened is that this becomes a really cool space. It's kind of like a portal from the inside of the city to the downtown.
How much surface space is this?
Some of the piers can go up to 24 feet, and we figured there was 250 square feet of painting for just one pole, times 42, which becomes an enormous undertaking. Now, I could not do this all myself. So through the generosity of the local painters union, 607, they have helped me with just pure manpower.
In the center here, they're white columns, but we're seeing a kind of red, blue, green. Describe the vision.
The vision is that the outside holds all of the color, and the middle columns will then have pieces of the color. And then over the tops of them, they'll eventually have illustrations. So we have a long way to go. I could use some prayers.
Now, you will have this weekend, yeah. And I'm guessing there'll be, I mean, it's kind of encouraged for the public to come out, so you might have some cheerleaders along the way.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it is just so fun to be a part of this. It's like, I grew up in Rockford, so I'm a Rockford native, and like when they say, do you know every square inch of the city? I'm going to be like, I do.
There's so much activity going on above our heads, but it's really quiet and calm down here.
I know, isn't it cool? It's such a cool space, and I think that the Convention and Visitors Bureau really have an idea for this space because it's the overflow from City Market. We have the Riverview Ice House here. It has the potential for being a really cool space. And, you know, the days that I've been down here, there are so many people that come to take pictures. Graduation pictures, bride pictures, engagement pictures, friend pictures.
Your work will be the backdrop for a lot of life events, a lot of milestones.
Yeah. How awesome is that? My daughter, she's my partner. I want to show her that, you know, don't be scared of something that's huge and massive. I mean, jump in, even if you're scared, to do something this big.
Among the murals, several feature birds. Jennifer Carota is president of the Sinisippi Audubon Society. She says a massive mural project in New York City features hundreds of bird species threatened by climate change. She says the Rockford project is a much smaller scale, but the public art will include some of these threatened species and birds that are local to the region.
But the purpose behind it really is to draw attention to the issues with climate change, and these birds will be impacted by climate change or from climate change by the year 2080. Rockford's pretty much a blank canvas. There's not a whole lot of public art downtown right now, so I thought it was a perfect opportunity to try and take advantage of that.
What birds will we see reflected in the murals in downtown Rockford?
We have worked exclusively with Brett Whitaker for a Baltimore Oriole. So the artists kind of get to pick which bird they want to do too, although I kind of guide them a little bit in terms of what would be a good bird for the area, one that kind of migrates through our flyway, one that people would recognize. So, and Brett really connected with the Baltimore Oriole, so that's what he chose for his. And then the when we were invited to join the Creative Mural Festival, Go Rockford or the Rockford Area Conventions Bureau invited me to ask Yulia, who's doing the other bird mural, to add some of the birds from the report to hers. So she's adding a peregrine falcon, which I think we're all excited about, a sandhill crane, which is the very, very tall bird that's in the center of that mural and is also a pretty awesome bird, and a tree swallow. And she also has a couple other birds in there, although not part of the report. This is still significant for Illinois. There's a cardinal on that mural as well.
Okay, well, you did mention the peregrine falcon, which reminds me of the live webcam perched atop the Rockford Register Star building. Louise is back. There are now four eggs, but there's a new suitor. Can you tell us about what's happening atop the Rockford Register Star building these days?
Gigi, who was our male from last year, did not return. Gigi was from Evanston. Louise is from Canada, so she's still here. So peregrines have a very high nest fidelity, which means if they have a successful hatch, they're going to come back. We don't know what happened to Gigi, but Louise has stuck around. And then out of the blue, very late in the season, all of a sudden, little cool shows up. He's from Wisconsin. I'm always curious where they get their names from. The bander who banded him was a fan of Kool-Aid. So thus, that bird got named Lil' Cool.
Right now, there are 4 eggs that Louise is sitting on. Incubating, is that the right word? Is that typical? Is 4 a lot?
4 is fairly normal, and that is what she had last time, although only one hatched and fledged was successful. It could be a very exciting webcam this year if all 4 of them hatch and are successful. That's going to be busy. That's kind of a small little area for them to be moving around in, and the camera is right in there.
What do you hope that this weekend's event kind of sparks?
Well, I would hope that there would be an interest to get out and try birding, even if you're not going out to some big nature preserve where there's a lot of acreage where you're going to see a lot of species. You can still see quite a few species of birds in the urban setting.